Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you. Thank you for joining us here at Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. We appreciate you listening. We'd love to hear from you. So don't forget, it's easy. You can contact me or my illustrious co-host, John Warren, on my website, ellenhartwell.com. We'd love to hear from you. Feedback, suggestions for shows, yays and nays, but do contact us, ellenhartwell.com. I have my wonderful co-host with me, John Warren. How are you today, John?
I am great. I like yays and nays. Contact us, yes. Give us our yays and our nays. I'm really good. I'm very good. Happy Tuesday. Happy June. It's all good. I love being on the show.
Me too. I love it too. We have fun here. So today's topic is the sacred words of creation. Well, you know, I think every religion and philosophy has their sacred words or secret words or whatever, but we're not talking about that. This is not a theology class, although it can be very interesting. But what do you say when you want to co-create your reality? Well, we know what we don't say. We don't say can't. No, we don't say lack. We don't say never. We don't say, I'm not good enough. We don't say, oh, I just don't have the energy for that. Go away. We don't say, I never get good ideas. We don't say those things because we are learning here that as we speak the word, you are creating. Now, it doesn't mean that every time you flub up and say something you shouldn't, you've created something. But it does mean we want to be conscious of what we're saying, what we're believing, how we're expressing ourselves. So sacred words of creation, I want to pay attention. As you say, John, listen to yourself. How are you talking to yourself? How are you talking to others? Because we are creating if we put some energy behind it and have a visual and put words in it, especially if we speak them out loud. But anyway, if you ask me. So the sacred words of creation are very individual. And so we have to know what they are. So for me, I don't have like one sacred word. I don't go, oh, because I don't have the patience for that. And for some people, that is it, and that's fine. I don't care. But for me, there are many words that are sacred to me. The word plenty, the word choice, the word I am, the words I am a person who has, fill in the blank. Those are sacred co-creative words to me. When I recognize that God, Spirit, Universe is my source, my only source, and I affirm that, you and you alone are my source, I am starting a co-creative process. Because if you are my source and your supply and source is endless, then that means that I am a person who has, fill in the blank, the house, the car, the guy, the money, it doesn't matter the what, but fill in the blank. And I think we often get confused when we hear the word sacred, because we seem to attach that to a religious ritual, a religious philosophy, whatever. The word sacred is personal to you. What words bring to you that sense of I am in tune with the vibration of the highest power I can imagine? God, Spirit, Universe, the angels, whatever it is. Bring that into your consciousness and say, I am a person who, if that works for you, or this is mine. Well, you've got a lot of nerve to say this is mine. Don't erase the creation. Keep your sacred words and say, no, I have this. This is mine. And how dare you say that? Oh, well, that's easy. Because how dare you? Because you've been given that power at the moment of your birth to co-create with your creator, with the designer of the universe, with whatever it is you believe is there. Even if you don't believe something is there, that's a belief. So whatever it is you believe, that's what you are bringing into your consciousness right now, and you're saying your sacred words, your sacred phrases, I am a person, or this is mine, or I've inherited the right, the spiritual right, to say that you, God, Spirit, Universe, and I are making this happen, or this is happening right now. And when we do that, we get into that sacred space. We get into the sacredness of who we are in the moment and mm-hmm. who we envision ourselves to be in 10 seconds or in 10 years or whatever. So we're going to get very specific here. Let's say it's money, because most of us want money or more of it. So we take out the word want and we throw it in the trash. For me, when I am manifesting money, one of the things I do, lots of things, but one of the things I do is I am a person who has this much money this month or this day. I affirm it. I visualize it. I believe it. I call in the sacred energy of God for me. It's God, the sacred energy of God. I am standing in the vibration of prosperity right now. And then I affirm I have X amount of money this month, this day, whatever. And then I give thanks. Thank you so much that I have this, that this is mine. And the authority comes from the God within. It's not me, Ellen, in the flesh. It's the spirit within me, kind of bubbling up like you shook up a soda can. And you go, woohoo, I can feel that. I feel that energy. And I feel that I am not doing this by myself. I am co-creating with my sacred words, my sacred phrases, the reality that I desire to create. And then we want to remember, too, that as we are co-creating a reality, the way to do that isn't right or wrong. We do want to be careful of negative words. But we want to be in a situation where we know that we are standing within our own sacredness. To be sacred is to be holy, to be clear, holy, W-H-O, not H-O-L-Y, and understand that in that sacredness, we are calling up our God self. We are calling up that energy that says, no, I have been given the right to co-create this thing, this car, this house, this person, whatever. And sacred means connected with something, the sacredness of. It means you're connected to something, the sacredness of your relationship with God, Spirit, Universe, higher power, the trees, the water, I don't care what. That sacredness is yours. And when you call that up and all those positive phrases come to mind, we start to really manifest and collapse time and manifest more quickly. Sacred phrases, sacred words are never negative. They're always positive. And I'm using the word always very consciously. They're very positive words that we remind ourselves of or come to mind when we are co-creating. So we don't say, well, I can't have that, but okay, I'm going to say I can. No, no, no. I am calling up my own sacredness. I am wonderfully formed, and I am saying, I am a person who has fill in the blank. Thank you so much, because I've been given that right. It is my birthright to co-create the reality I want. So all I have to do is get conscious of that ability. And how do we do it? Uh-huh, you got it. Practice, practice, practice. That's how we do it. And the more we practice our sacred phrases, our sacred words, the more comfortable we are in that vibration, in that space. And we get more used to it, more comfortable with it, and therefore, obviously, more effective with it. When we learn to tie our shoes, the first time we tried, I bet we didn't do it very well, if at all. I bet we were pretty clumsy, and I bet we got frustrated. And that's just part of the human experience. But we practiced and practiced, and guess what? Now we tie our shoes without thinking about it. Well, with this, we want to think about it, but we want that comfort of habit. And sacredness comes with habit, with practice, with saying our sacred phrases, with saying our sacred words, so that we then are comfortable in that space. Then what happens? You got it. We start to believe that it is at least possible that this could be so. And so, okay, we start with something that we are pretty sure we could manifest, and we put it out there. I am a person who has, we'll make it up, $50 today that came out of nowhere, okay? And guess what? You'll get so that that does happen. And maybe you get 20 and then 20 more and then a 10. But in fairly short order, you'll get it from usually an unexpected source. I know someone who found some money in his socks drawer. Well, he didn't know it was there. I don't know who that would be, John. And it was there, and it came at a perfect time. It was spending money for a good day out in the world, and it was like the perfect time for that money to be there. Well, did it come out of nowhere? Yes, no. But that money was needed, and there it was, because this person is constantly bringing his sacred consciousness to the word prosperity, abundance, choice, plenty. I choose to have plenty of money. I choose to be a person who is God's ambassador. I choose to practice this. I choose to go into my sacred space, which simply means I am connected to a power greater than myself. And in this space, I will co-create, fill in the blank, and it will happen, and it will start to happen more quickly. Find your sacred words: plenty, choice, joy. Joy is a good one. Laughter is a good one. Forgiveness is a good one. And the biggest person, the most important person you have to forgive, ladies and gentlemen, is yourself. Forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. Whatever was going on yesterday isn't going on now. So pick yourself up, dust yourself off, forgive yourself, and try again. Do better today. Are you going to be great at this? Eventually. But it takes practice and standing in the presence of that sacredness, that part of you that is unencumbered by flesh, by what other people think, by how you were raised, by what you heard on the news 10 minutes ago. No, I am standing in sacred, in a sacred place where all that is non-existent. I am simply, I am. I am a person who chooses to have plenty of money. I am a person who chooses to attract like-minded people. I am a person who chooses to have wonderful opportunities, etc., etc. So sacred space, sacred words create for you the reality that you desire. Okay, John, I'm out of breath.
I was going to say, you sure you just don't want to go for the rest of the time? There's only 22 minutes. Yeah. I like this, Ellen. I'm going to say stay clear. The other thing that happens here, and I will just add this. First of all, I have words. I will also say over time, the words that actually are most effective for me, or the danger of this, and I will say after years of studying this process, because we are in a – this is a study – how we are co-creating and how we are manifesting our lives is a study that kind of annihilates all the false idols. It says, go right to your core, go to who you are, go to where you are most connected. And so the danger, I do think there is a little danger in that people can get, don't make sure that the words themselves don't become the what I would call the false idol. And the way I have, because you said a few words that are really important to me and powerful, and I realized, oh, that wasn't always the case. I started from other places when I first started practicing this. And right now, I will say just the word light, being in light, L-I-G-H-T, is or even in Spanish, which is luz, L-U-Z. That is a really powerful word for me, and standing, and that gets me into a place of being centered and being in the centered place of my creative abilities, or really the centered place of connection. It can get me there very rapidly. But I would say to anybody, you know, whatever it is, whatever the words are, what the words are, you said plenty earlier too, Ellen, which is a really powerful word to me. Cornucopia is a powerful word for me. Abundance has power. Yeah, cornucopia, just that sort of, because it's connected to Thanksgiving in my mind, and it's a connection to an explosive outpouring of abundance. And abundance is still a powerful word. It's not as powerful, I'll be honest with you. I will add on to it when I sit and do my meditations or my prayer, what I'll call my treatments, about this is happening now. And I love the discovery of, and I don't know if you told me or I told you, of the I am a person who, because it takes it out of the future and puts it into the present. And I can tell you something else, Owen. Two other points that I want to make that are really important to me here on this topic, because I love this topic, is that that I now, my barometer for whether I'm being successful isn't necessarily the immediate demonstration. That is also a barometer. We are not here telling you don't have to demonstrate. I mean, or that demonstration is the afterthought. Although, honestly, it kind of is the afterthought. But I will say to you, so the demonstration counts. There's no question about that. However, I know I'm on the right track when I have a wave of good feeling that is sometimes inexplicable. And you and I touched on this in the green room. Meaning, if I'm feeling, I'm working on a certain amount of money. And again, like you, sometimes the actual amount is important. I want to manifest from likely and unsurprising places, obvious and not so obvious places, X amount of this specific number this month or this week or this day. And it's a practice, and I do want to do it. I will not necessarily, I know the manifestation is in process in God's time if my feeling or my mood about it becomes very light and expansive. It's like, oh, I'm in the right place. And there's many words for this, the peace that passeth understanding. Abraham Hicks calls it being in the vortex. There's many words for it. But you just sort of get into that slot of like, oh, I am a person. I may not have the house right now, but I'm a person who has that house. And you move through your day with that feeling in your almost in my solar plexus. So that's as important as the manifestation itself to me. The other thing I will say, when I get stuck on things, Ellen, I will A, switch up the words. And the other thing I found out in practicing this is when something I'm practicing or trying to manifest doesn't happen or something doesn't shift, I tell myself to be open to and remember and be open to the universe allowing me or giving me the information I need as to why I, E or A, am either stuck or B, why it actually isn't the highest good for me right now. And I'll say, okay, if this isn't meant to be, or not, I don't want to say meant to be, if this isn't happening quickly, so you know what? I'm going to talk to myself very clearly and to the universe, the God of my understanding, very clearly. It's like, oh, I'd like the information as to what's the slowpoke here. And then either I'll get some information and go, oh, okay, that makes sense, or the manifestation will then clearly become into process. It's like, no, the only thing stopping you from that was you. You had some idea that you've now decided to get rid of, and I move forward in that. So I'm going to say is always be open to the entire process and find the words that give you lightness, and I mean both ways, meaning give you fluidity and bounciness in this plane, meaning you are light here in this plane. You're moving with grace and with grace, frankly, and also light, L-I-G-H-T, that you are expanding light. I think our prime job through all of this, the entire reason why anyone manifests anything, Ellen, is to expand light. L-I-G-H-T. I think that's what it is. I think we are expanding God, knowing himself, and God is delighted by that, is one way to put it. Do you agree or disagree?
I love it. Light is consciousness to me. And so, yes, that's beautiful. And, oh, by the way, you are listening to Metaphysical Hors D'oeuvres here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk. Thank you, God. And next week's topic is moving. We're moving. Yes, you are. Get the boxes out. Mm. Let's go talk about that next week. So back to our sacredness. One of the things, and you're absolutely right, John, it's not that there are words that you have to say. This isn't a formula. I just think it's important not to be negative. And one of the phrases that helps me a lot, and I hope it helps you, is I give myself permission. I am allowed to. I give myself permission to be in this process of demonstration, manifestation, the answer to prayer, whatever phrase you want to put on that. I give myself permission to be in that process, and I do it with joy. It's like, oh, this is so exciting because I'm working on this and I'm affirming this and I'm saying my sacred phrases and words, which will grow and evolve and change. And I know that I am getting more light in many ways, more L-I-G-H-T, and also lighthearted, more fun, more joy, more wow. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is so exciting, and maybe I don't have that house right now, but I know it's mine. I give myself permission to imagine. Imagination is a key here. I give myself to permission to imagine and to vision and to be excited about, I'm at that closing. I just signed the papers, and I'm walking in the door, and this is my house, or this is my car, or my boat, the what doesn't matter. But really, give yourself permission to have that before you can see it, because that, to me, is a key part of the manifestation process. So let's say you're manifesting a house. Okay, great. And you, whatever your sacred words are for me, it's I'm a person who has this beautiful home within my budget, great area, I love it. I can see that couch there or my table there or whatever, blah, blah, visualize it, say it, affirm it, give thanks for it, and understand that that house might pop up on the market tomorrow. And it might not pop up on the market for a year. It doesn't matter if we remember we're giving ourselves permission to be in the process, not the event, the process of the sacredness of co-creating. And sometimes, yeah, we're going to co-create and it's going to be boom right there. And other times it's going to take longer. And I agree, John, if we feel stuck in an area or we're in a lull, it's perfectly okay to say, you know what, universe, God, spirit, whatever, I don't get why I'm stuck. I'm doing all the things I know to do. I do believe this is so, and I'll be dipped in chocolate. It's not there. And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at the things you will learn when you are in a lull. So then, it's important to give thanks for the lull, for the stagnation, for the pause, for the period of time in between now and that actual physical demonstration of what you've been co-creating. If we can find a way, and yes, 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 I know it's hard, I do, and I have to remind myself of it too, ladies and gentlemen, but if I can say, okay, thank you, God, that this has not happened yet, because I trust that in my sacredness, it will show up at the perfect place, the perfect time, and when it does, I'll be like, yes, but it hasn't happened yet. The word yet is very important. Oh, gee, John, that didn't happen yet. Oh, yeah, yet. Get that light back. Get that joy back. It's happening. It hasn't happened yet, but it is happening, and I give myself permission to have joy in this lull, because I'll tell you, John, I've learned more in a lull, in a period of stagnation, or in a period of loss, or in a period of, we'll say, negativity, than I can ever begin to say, because that's when I had to dig deep into my sacredness, that God within me. Never losing the faith, hanging on and going, holy fish cakes, Batman, I cannot believe what's going on, and I can't believe this thing happened. I'll take responsibility for it because I dang well know I co-created it, but I am not liking this. But you know what? I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to give thanks because I will dig deep. I will learn from this. I will find the gold that's in that dark mine. Does that make sense, John?
Well, Alan, yeah, it does, Alan. I want to say, I would just add apparent stagnation. I'm pretty sure there isn't any real stagnation, but I agree with you 100% when it is in retrospect, and this was trial and error. It wasn't like I woke up one day, well, I'm in a stagnant period, therefore I will learn these things. Afterwards, and looking back, I went, okay. The appearance of stagnation actually to me has come to symbolize, it's like, okay, there's something I'm unconscious about here. And so, because when I'm just manifesting left and right, I'm not necessarily, you know, learning the deep lesson. It's because areas have cleared up. It's like, okay, moving on. We're doing this. Things are flowing easily for me. In the stagnant periods, what I have learned, Ellen, is that it's like, okay, I have learned once I'm onto it. Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm stuck here. Once I'm onto it, I will say, oh, okay, I'll say out loud, literally out loud to myself. My dog will look at me. I'll sit on the couch and say out loud, okay, I'm stuck here. God, I need help. And I'll go to whatever tradition works for me. I come from an Anglo-Catholic tradition, so I'll go there if need be and say, Jesus, I need help on this. Because clearly I'm blind. There's something I'm stuck on here. And I would really appreciate an answer as soon as it's okay for me to get one that I can see and have. And I would like to now manifest the stagnation away, and I'll get whatever information I need to get. And sometimes it's very subtle, I will say. You just said, I dig deep into my spiritual connection. The information is quite subtle. Oh, you picked up some weird belief when you were 10 about this particular thing, John. It's like, and I'll pull it out, and I'll look at it and go, oh, my goodness, I've been stuck on that one for 40 years. Didn't realize it. I don't need it anymore. Thank you very much for the information. I am now a bigger, more expanded person. I am more consciously connected to Source. Source is another word I find sacred. I am now more consciously connected to Source. We're never disconnected. We're just getting more consciously connected to Source. And I appreciate that. And I can appreciate that moment of like, oh, I'm in a lull. I'm in a lull here. I'd like information about the lull. I'm willing to stay as long as you need me here, Source. But I'd really appreciate it if we could, shorten it. And so let me know anything I need to know about what I might be missing here. And then we are always in the process of forward motion and being a person who, if we are just own the stagnation. That's why I step into the stagnation. Oh, that's exactly what's happening now. Okay, I'll step right into it and own it. And give me some more information. Give me some more information. I want to know more. I love me now via this process. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm fine.
And in that lull and in that stagnation or whatever, I don't know other words for it. We can just kind of relax and stretch out and get on our tube and go down the river slowly, and we'll find out lots of things that are important for us to know. And then guess what? It becomes a non-stagnation, a non-lull, because we're growing, evolving, getting more conscious throughout this period of time in between our affirmation and the demonstration. So it's a very valuable time, and we can discover that even in times where, oh my God, John, is taking forever for this to manifest, that I stop saying that as often, and I stop being upset about it, because I go, you know what, this is hard, I'll admit it, but cool, because I'm going to learn stuff here that's very valuable, very important. Education is expensive and valuable. And if I affirm that and I trust that and I use my sacred words, I am going to choose to give myself permission to learn from this time. It becomes absolutely unburdensome. Is that a word, John? It becomes light. It becomes joyful. It becomes, okay, no, this isn't anything negative. This is a period of time for me to catch my breath, for me to learn, perhaps come up with some more sacred phrases, and I'm going to enjoy this time. I'm going to claim that peace that passes understanding as I move from one demonstration to the next. And reminders, demonstrations sometimes happen right away. But usually they come in a piece here and a piece there and a piece over there. And then they pull together into the final form, which will be, hallelujah, even better than what you imagined, which is so exciting.
Yes. Yes, true.
Yes.
And thank God for time. I mean, in all of our sacred space, we are practicing this thing via the beautiful, wonderful, godly, sacred experience of time. Because if it all happened instantaneously, can you imagine the world we'd be in? It would be chaos. But we're expanding. It would be crazy chaos. I want to get there where I get to much quicker instantaneous manifestations, but I'm really solidly grateful every day for, oh, no, no, time is really helpful. It doesn't have to be a long time, but I'm glad when things unfold over periods of time. And the more conscious I am, the more I'm aware of, like, oh, yeah, this is what's happening. I'm in the groove here. I'm on that river, and it's a beautiful ride. It is a genuinely beautiful trip.
Amen.
I love this show.
Turn your worries into praise and your fears into prayers, and you watch. You watch. You'll find your sacred phrases. They will evolve. Thank you for listening to Metaphysical Hors D'oeuvres. Thank you, John, and have a wonderful week, everyone. We'll be back next week with moving. We are. We're moving, John. Did you know that? We're moving.
Can't wait.
Okay, take care, everyone.